Hi, I'm Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insight, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. In an interview with Pharmacy Times, Aaron Hunter, an associate editor, spoke with Kristen Hackle, medical director at Nurex's Women's Health and Gynecological Services at 30 Madison, about OTC contraception and the pharmacist's role in reproductive health. Kristen started by discussing the current status of OTC contraception that are available.
Currently, OTC, or over-the-counter options, for birth control include condoms, both male and what's called female or internal condoms, spermicide, vaginal sponges with spermicide, and Plan B, also known by many other generic names, which is 11-adrestrol emergency contraceptive pill.
Have there been any recent developments or updates that have occurred for OTC contraception?
In July of last year, 2023, the FDA approved Opill as the first contraceptive oral pill to be available over the counter, meaning that people can get it without a prescription. It'll become available in local drugstores or pharmacies.
Wow, so how do these OTC contraceptive options differ from the prescription-based methods in terms of their efficacy and accessibility?
There are differences. In efficacy, in general, current OTC options are less effective than prescription-based methods. Most of the time, marketing and research discusses how effective birth control when it is used perfectly, but in real life, nobody's perfect. So we should talk about it in terms of typical use. Male condoms are about 87% effective. Female or internal condoms and spermicide are about 79% effective. Prescription methods tend to be higher. I'm only referencing methods that require a prescription, not methods that require a provider, such as tubal ligations, vasectomies, IUDs, and implants. Those are the most effective options. Pills, patches, rings, and shots all fall into the range of being about 91 to 96% effective. Depo is at about 96%. It is injected every 3 months. And since the less often a person needs to remember to do something, the more effective it tends to be. Opill, like other contraceptive pills, has proven to be 91% effective for typical use. They also differ in accessibility. Hopefully, OTC options are much more accessible since they don't require a consultation with a provider to first write a prescription. However, the pharmacy has to stock it for them to get access to use it.
Now, what are some of the potential benefits and challenges associated with making contraception available over the counter?
For benefits, it's accessibility. Patients are not limited by access to a provider to write a prescription in order to get an effective method of birth control. As a challenge, people will need to self-screen themselves based on the information on the package to check to see if they should use the over-the-counter option. There is a small risk that patients are not a great candidate for a method, and a consultation with a provider may have led to a safer or more appropriate method for them to use. However, I do hope that patient will discuss the option with their pharmacist, since one of the small risks is a medication interaction that could make the birth control less effective.
Do you think that people are open to talking to their pharmacist about it? Do you think there's an air of feeling comfortable?
I think that's a good point. And it's definitely something, another question I'm going to address, because I am hoping that they will get there, but I do think it's going to be a two-way street and how to get there.
In your opinion, what impact might OTC contraception have on public health outcomes and reproductive rights?
This should open the door to more freedom to reproductive rights. If the FDA, an organization the medical community trusts to review the research on every medication, approves the drug, then it should be accessible. This is just as true for OTC as prescription medications. If more people can make their own choice about whether they want to get pregnant or want to avoid pregnancy at any given time, health outcomes will improve. Pregnancy is much more dangerous than any hormonal method on the market, OTC or prescription. So allowing people to avoid that increased risk is the best first step toward improving outcomes. Hormonal contraception also helps to decrease menstrual bleeding, cramping, as well as PMS and PMDD symptoms. It decreases the symptoms of polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, and endometriosis. This serves to improve health outcomes by fewer missed work and school days and more control for people over their own bodies and lives. Increasing access to contraception decreases the number of abortions. OTC contraception can give an option to someone who may not otherwise have another choice.
Thank you. Now, how can pharmacists play a role in promoting education and awareness about OTC contraception and contraception in general within their communities?
The first thing is to stock it and make it available and easy to find on the shelves. Make it not taboo to talk about. Advertise, put up posters and signs in the stores, outside of the stores, that are unmissable to discuss the availability of contraception so that people feel comfortable talking about it with their pharmacists, to know that it can be an option for them without needing to make an appointment with a provider. The more it's discussed, the more comfortable people will feel and be without making that decision for themselves. And then hopefully we'll see a decreased number of poor outcomes. I hope to see large signs in stores, on taxis, on subways, anywhere you look, that O-pill is available in pharmacies and that people feel comfortable talking about it. But pharmacists are going to need to know more about OTC contraception. They need to be educated on it as an option, what it does and doesn't do. We need to improve pharmacist education on the risks and benefits of what hormones do. There have been instances where our own provider team has had to contact the pharmacy because pharmacists won't dispense Ella as they think it's an abortion pill. That's not true. Ella is an emergency contraceptive pill that is prescribed to someone who wants to use it to prevent pregnancy. It delays ovulation if the person has not ovulated and has no effect on an established pregnancy. No harm will occur to an implanted embryo or developing fetus. We often have to educate pharmacists on this, and this delays or prevents access to care for our patients for something that has no legal or medical restrictions. Providers look to pharmacists as team members to care for our patients. We need to work toward ensuring that our patients receive the best care and the most accurate information.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.